This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel continued to attack Gaza by air and ground on Sunday, with the death toll in Gaza now surpassing 8,000, including more than 3,000 children. UN Secretary General Antony Guterres says it has to stop.
The situation in Gaza is growing more desperate by the hour. I regret that instead of a critically needed humanitarian pause supported by the international community, Israel has intensified its military operations. The number of civilians who have been killed and injured is totally unacceptable.
It is not just international pressure building on Israel. Israelis are also protesting against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Rioma Kadim, who lost her daughter and three grandchildren in the attack, saying, "How long will we continue with this bloodshed? Until when? What else? Tomorrow, your children, your grandchildren." A number of protesters, including the families of the October 7th attacks in southern Israel, gathered, chanting slogans against the prime minister while holding pictures of victims and hostages of the Hamas incursion. A bomb has killed one and hurt dozens at a Jehovah's Witness convention in India, according to police.
Morning, at 9:40 a.m. approximately, there was an explosion in Zamra International Convention Center, Kalamashiri, in which one person died and 36 persons are undergoing treatment as per our information.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people, many waving Spanish flags, rallied in Madrid on Sunday against plans to grant an amnesty to Catalan separatists in a protest called by the far-right Vox Party. The decisive amnesty question follows an inconclusive July general election in which the left-acting socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, needing to support in Parliament of the Catalan separatist parties to be sworn in for another term. Mexico's security authorities have raised the death toll from the Category 5 Hurricane Otis that struck the country's southern Pacific coast early Wednesday to 39.
Mexico's security secretary said that the probable cause of death for the victims was suffocation by submersion, but she added that investigations continue and that the victims had not yet been identified. The increase comes after the initial death toll of 27 had not changed since it was announced Thursday. In Acapulco, on Saturday, government workers and volunteers cleared streets, gas station lines wrapped around the block, and some lucky families found food essentials as a more organized relief operation took shape. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Morocco's public prosecutor on Sunday said it was investigating a series of explosions that killed one and injured three others late Saturday in the disputed territory of Western Sahara. Four explosions hit three different neighborhoods in the Morocco-controlled city of Smara, damaging two houses, according to local authorities. Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing in the hit series Friends, has died. He was 54 years old. The Emmy-nominated actor was found dead of an apparent drowning at his Los Angeles home on Saturday, according to the Los Angeles Times and the celebrity website TMZ. Perry was known worldwide because of the TV show, which is likely among the most watched TV shows in the world. Matthew Perry, dead at the age of 54. A Barcelona museum opened its doors to nudists on Saturday, holding a special tour during which visitors could ditch their own clothes. The Museum of Archaeology of Catalonia held a 90-minute tour in collaboration with the Catalan Naturism Club. Visitors viewed the Bronzes of Riachi exhibit by Luigi Spina's photographs depicting two large Greek bronze statues of naked warriors. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.